All right. So anyway, let's move on from our craziness here. As mentioned earlier, we have in studio with us Ms. Judith Henry, who is the author of the new book, The Dutiful Daughter's Guide to Caregiving. Welcome to the Sunday Simcha, Judith.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
Good to have you here. So you have written this book, and you know, I'm going to tell the audience exactly what I told you, which was, you know, I interview some people who have written books, and they send me the book so I know, you know, basically what it's about. And a lot of times I'll skim the book and look through it. But yours, from the first page, I never skimmed. I just kept reading. It was very interesting and definitely informative. And I read it from cover to cover, and it was good. So thank you for providing this information to me and everyone else. So, you know, it's a serious topic, caregiving, and but the title is kind of tongue-in-cheek. How on earth did you come up with the name Dutiful Daughter?
Well, the funny thing is, when I was helping care for my dad, I was driving back and forth from Tampa to Orlando, and he had some level of dementia, but I also think he was at the point in his life where he was just going to say what he thought with no filter. And so I never quite knew what I was going to hear when I would walk in the door. So I was driving over one weekend and feeling a little anxious, and I stopped for coffee along the way. And I got to the house 15 minutes later than my very punctual 9 a.m. And when I walked in the door, he was sitting there with his watch. And when I walked in, he said, "Well, well, the dutiful daughter has finally arrived." And at that point, I had three choices. One was to start crying. One was to get angry. And the third was to, you know, kiss the top of his head and say, "Thanks, Dad. You just gave me the title to my new book." So I chose option number three.
Option number three. Great. Well, actually, you know, what you mentioned, you drove from Tampa to Orlando in taking care of him. And that, I think, is pretty common with a lot of families that you know, they're not right there in, you know, across the street or in the same town as their parents. So how was it, what was it like having to you know, have a full-time job and commute all that time to take care of your parents?
Yeah, it was a challenge. You know, I was doing the back and forth on the weekends mostly, but whenever there was a medical crisis, of course, I had to be there during the week. So I learned the art of being prepared, which meant I was schlepping everything in my, what I call my caregiver's toolbox, which was a gigantic purse. And that had, you know, medical information for them and an overnight bag for me. And so really, you know, I learned the art of keeping everything with me at all times so that I could go over there at a moment's notice, which would happen.
So you actually learned a lot from this whole process. Why did you write the book?
Well, you know, the thing is, it was, I got thrown into caregiving, as I think most people do. And it's not something where you take classes on ahead of time, although I'm working on that right now. But so you were learning things very quickly, and you were having to absorb a lot of information and deal with a lot of different things. And, you know, I realized midway through that I was not the only one doing this. I mean, there are almost 66 million people in this country who are family caregivers. And I realized that if I could write down my experiences and write down what I was learning, that I'd be able to help and support other caregivers in those situations, either, you know, at any time, at any point of time in the caregiving process, or for people that were just taking on caregiving, because you really don't even know the questions to ask when you initially get thrown into it.
Yeah, case in point, you know, when I was reading your book and some of the things you were mentioning that we should know and things we should have handy, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, gosh, I never would have thought of that. But it makes perfect sense. Give us some examples of you know, what people should have, what information people should have, to make their life easier when caregiving?
Well, I think, you know, right off the bat, there are financial and legal documents that everyone should have in place. You know, what you wish for your, you know, like end-of-life treatments, living wills, what you want for your care at any given time. And, of course, this is the parents, for the parents, but as a caregiver, these are things that you need to know. You need to know what your parents want. If you're going to be a financial caregiver as well, which I was also, you want to make sure that you have access to parents' accounts so that you can keep the ball rolling with bills and that sort of thing. You know, other things would be, let's see, well, like choosing a rehab center for one. You know, sometimes a fall happens and then everything kind of comes to a stop. What happens? A parent's in the hospital, but they have to go to rehab. And so you start to look at the different things that questions to ask that might help you choose the proper, you know, place for them to stay for any length of time. So there are a lot of things you can do ahead of time, although there's really so much out of your control, you know, to try to control the things you can, I think is a positive. It's a good way to go.
Well, one thing I definitely realized that there was enough in that book that made me think that, you know, there's a lot you can do before you have to become a caregiver. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give this book to my mother, and I'm going to have her read it, and then that opens the door to have discussions.
Absolutely, absolutely. The whole thing is about getting a dialogue going, and it's beautiful that you're going to give it to your mom, because I've actually had some readers as well give the book to their parents, and. It's made a big difference. You know, it's taken the stress off both of them to be thinking ahead to some of these things. So I'm excited you're going to give it to your mom.
Good. I'll let you know how it turns out.
Please do. Please do.
We're speaking with Judith Henry, author of The Dutiful Daughter's Guide to Caregiving here on the Sunday Simcha. So, you know, another thing that I liked about the book is it's not just a dry, here's what you should do, here's information you should know, but it's actually it's a memoir of sorts. You mix all this information in with your own
experience.
Thank you. So why, you know, what made you want to feel like you could share all this personal information with people out there?
Yeah, what's that expression? TMI, too much information. You know, I think people learn best through story. And when I share my experiences, you know, the challenges, the joys, I mean, the whole picture, you know, these aren't pink unicorns and rainbow kinds of stories. This is reality. But I think when you do that, then you open up a line of communication, as you were saying, and people are more open to the things that you present to them. And so, you know, that's why I felt that the stories were important to tell.
Well, you definitely had some very serious stories in there, but you throughout the book, you intersperse a lot of humor. And that was part of the reason I think I liked reading the book so much, was because you took a serious subject and you put enough humor in there. The humor almost wasn't ha ha ha, but it was like, you know, I can relate to that.
Right.
So did you purposely, you know, you purposely made it a memoir. Did you purposely set out to say, I'm going to make this, you know, a humorous book, or did it just happen?
Well, I think it just happened because it's really how I view life. I mean, to me, humor is a great survival tool. And, you know, during difficult times, it really can be a very life-affirming thing to laugh. And you know, sometimes the humor is dark, but that's okay. And in writing the book, I feel that when you're laughing, when a reader is laughing, their heart is open, their mind is open, and so they're more receptive to even the difficult subjects that I bring up in the book. So it was important to me to allow caregivers an opportunity to get the chuckle or get that aha moment, because I also felt that they would be learning and receptive to the things that I was sharing.
Yeah, and one thing I noticed, when it comes to caregiving and humor from some of the stories in your book, it was like you had laughing was, if you weren't laughing, you were going to be crying a lot.
Exactly. And that's, and really in caregiving, you know, laughter and tears are not so far apart. So.
Well, we want to thank you for being here. And once again, we're speaking with Judith Henry, author of The Dutiful Daughters. Hello?
You're on.
My earphones must have gone out.
Keep talking.
I'll keep going. author of The Dutiful Daughter's Guide to Caregiving. And, first of all, before we let you go, is there anything, you know, in particular you'd like to share with the listening audience and give them some advice that maybe we didn't touch?
Well, I think the one thing that I learned actually the hard way was to not expect to be, don't put the burden of being the perfect caregiver, the perfect son, the perfect daughter on your shoulders, because caregiving is not a perfect science. And when you're dealing with medical issues and family issues and emotional issues, none of this has solid black and white answers. So I think you have to accept at some point that you're doing the best that you can, and that you can't always, the best thing for you and your parent is not always doing something. Sometimes it's just being with them. So,
you know, I just thought of another question. And I can ask that because I'm the host, you know, so I can go back, even though it looked like we were ending, I can go back and ask more questions. Siblings, very important. Usually, you know, there's all sorts of different dynamics geographically. How do you best deal with your siblings on, you know, being fair about how the caregiving's going to go?
Well, gee, I probably need a whole other show for this to answer this question. But I think in essence, you know, everybody's coming to this caregiving thing with a different perspective and a different family history and in place in the family, different family messages that you get. And so you have to be respectful of everyone's situation. But it does make for kind of an interesting stew. I think communication is key. You know, it's often the first time that siblings are coming together from parts of the country, whatever, to support a parent. So it's a new dynamic for everyone. So I think being understanding and trying to communicate clearly, and again, going back to that thing that this is not going to be, you know, the perfect thing where you're, you know, the Norman Rockwell dinner where everybody's sitting around the table smiling. It just doesn't always work that way.
Okay, well, if they want to know more, read your book.
Definitely.
How can people get a hold of the book if they want to?
I think the easiest way is to go to my website, which is www.judithdhenry.com, and you'll see on the website the different ways that you can purchase the book.
Okay, wonderful. It's been a pleasure having you here, Judith Henry, and we look forward to reading some more. Maybe you'll come out with something else, but
absolutely.
You mentioned that you were going to have, maybe you're working on some classes or something like that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start develop some classes on caregiving that, you know, that pick up the aspects in the book. And of course, the classes will be funny, just like the book.
Okay. Well, you'll definitely have to keep in touch with us.
Absolutely.
Judith Henry, thank you for being with us on the Sunday Sim Club.
Oh, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.